Pari District Sivir, the Pari District Sivir. I would ask the leader in absence of Councillor Hutchinson to close this paper, please. It's the Park Minister's leader. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. As you indicated, I'm presenting this on behalf of the Deputy Leader, who is otherwise engaged somewhere near the sea, on his holiday. I would also at this point highlight the work of our Director of Corporate Services, who is also our Returning Officer, who is also present here today, and I thank her for the work she's done. Remember, there's two key things, I think, to this. The recommendation is that the Isle of Wight Council adopts the scheme of polling districts and polling places as set out in Appendix B, which is attached. This resolution is to be effective for the purposes of proceedings, preliminary or related to any election held after the 1st of December 2019. The scheme includes the amalgamation of the Nettleston and Seaview polling districts into one district. I don't know whether the councillor of that area is going to make any comments in that review. If I use my own ward as an example, on Appendix B, you will see that highlighted under F is Chadwell Village Hall, Knighton Village Hall, and Whitwell Village Hall, and that will be the polling booths both for this, and should we have a general election after December 1st, the general election as well. I don't think I can add more to the paper, which seems to explain itself. Other than to highlight bullet point paragraph 4, that this sits within our corporate plan, putting customers and our community at the heart of everything we do, and treating people fairly. And I would welcome any comments from any members where they don't feel the polling stations indicated they achieve that. And I'm probably going to need a seconder on this in due course.
Could I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Whitehouse, would you like to speak now or reserve?
I'll reserve that.
Thank you. Councillor Rosemary.
I'm very stand up for speech. It makes good sense for Nettleston Seaview just to have the one polling station before it caused the school to have a day off, as nobody knows. And the church, which they had the other polling stations, is closed and not for sale. The soap we got now is in the middle. Lucky really, because according to Councillor Abraham, there's over 600 people who want to move to Nettleston, which I find surprising myself. I think it's not exactly the not the same facts we receive here, but anyway, I know I'm welcome.
Thank you, Councillor Barry. Councillor Fuller, did you want to speak on this?
Chairman, can I have it noted that I have declared interest in this insofar as my wife is a treasurer of one of the polling stations and also a hold surgeries in two of the others, so I'm going to vacate the council chamber.
Thank you for doing that, Councillor Phillips. Councillor Brodie.
Chair, I've declared interest as well. I won't be the chamber, but the polling station used in my ward is managed by the
Thank you for that. Any other member wish to speak?
Yes,
I will ask Secretary Councillor Whitehouse. You've got 3 minutes, please.
3 minutes. I just wanted to pass on to you through the chair the council's thanks to the officers who developed this paper. They got on with the work quietly and efficiently in the electoral teams, and we all benefit from it, usually without any strife or dissension.
Thank you, Councillor Whitehouse. Another member wish to speak? If we can move that to the vote, please. Those who wish to vote in favour of this recommendation, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Those against?
None.
And any abstentions? Raise your hands.
1, 2.
Thank you.
Could we try and please try and see if we've got our batteries in before the next monitoring officer for us to discuss, because I can't hear properly, and I know some people can raise their voices, but the discussion of the monitoring officer is really important, so if it was a short and we can reconnect them and they will all work, that is, I think, quite what we're going to try. Is
because I'd rather that than we'll struggle to discuss something. I'm sure everyone can hear me because I've got quite a low voice and I can project myself. And so did Councillor Fuller, but other members
there is,
might be struggling.
Thank you. Can I just announce the result of this?
Yeah.
31-4 with 2 abstentions. So the motion carries. The proposal. I did call for a break after item 7 altogether, but I think in light of the absence of microphones, if I call for a 10-minute break now until the microphones are repaired. Thank you.